Midnight. Well, it's a short few minutes after midnight. And I didn't get up and look outside to see if there were any fireworks. Instead, I've been watching a Netflix movie series called Blood Coast. Quite good, really. And I've been eating Eat Real. And I want to wish you all a very good 2026. Yeah, may it be a better year than this last year has been. I'll set out to compose my own, I suppose you call it, reconciliation with the year 2025. So I'll read you a bit of what I've written. This is a crude first draft. 2025, a year of fire and brimstone, a reckoning with massacres, starvations, vindictive assaults on hopes and dreams. It's been disappointing to see infants lose their parents and grandparents crippled with the pain of grief in ruins, rubble, and relics of the quiet life they wanted more than anything. Blue skies and clean water, blooming flowers and fruiting trees, fresh streams and songbirds lilt, the melody of playgrounds, symphony of toddlers, climbing and seesawing as the prayers for peace went on and on. No resurrection, nothing rising from the dead, but carrion over Gaza and wolves in the Donbass, the wildfires of California, bushfires, the droughts of Somalia and Iraq as the glaciers melt, and natural disasters are too many to remember. The outside world, a cesspool. The inside world of dampened fire, of dribbling lines, a thirsty year of tablets for teeth, for dugout cysts. A year for haiku, a year for words, a year for causes. Is there any way back, any way out? Any way beyond? Is there nothing but now? A year of finding a second home among the smiles and bowing necks, the quiet glances, the way a swallow flies or a heron glides. So much for golf balls. Goodbye to all those wet days, all those days of cloud, all the days of weather. Not knowing is a lane to wisdom. Not knowing's the adventure. Not knowing's the way. Goodbye to 2025. Back to the studio.